I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. As the African Union mandate draws to a close in Sudan, there's concern over stability, even more as southern refugees are returning home. Words of Hope's Lady Young says they have a studio on the border of Kenya and Sudan. From there, they broadcast the gospel nightly in both Dinka and newer languages. The safer locale places their team on the cusp of growth into the Arab-speaking nations. Their vision?
We hope to be able to continue broadcasting to them and also to offer training of various types currently offered at Locachogio, but we hope to open facilities inside southern Sudan over the course of the years to come.
Next, the possibility of deteriorating security in Sudan's Darfur region is prompting World Vision to mobilize humanitarian aid. The mandate, keeping the African Union peacekeepers in place, ends September 30th. Several aid agencies, including World Vision, warned in early August that increasing insecurity in some areas was crippling their ability to reach people who are in need. World Vision's team is not only looking for long-term solutions, but also for a way to share the peace of Christ. And north of Tanzania is Lake Victoria, the world's second largest freshwater lake. The lake's many islands support a booming fishing industry, which also produces an arena for prostitution. Burdened to reach the women in the sex trade, Africa Inland Mission's Chris Hamilton, together with local believers and a short-term team, invited the women to a special tea party. 420 women came, and they heard teachings on HIV/AIDS and about the love of Christ. Hamilton says 23 women professed Christ.
There was a really good result to our outreach. People are soft. They're interested. We've since been back to do some more follow-up.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about a short-term trip, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.